This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said a new chapter is being added to India's Make in India journey, marking an important day in the nation's goal of Make in India and Make for the World. Addressing a gathering after inaugurating the production of hybrid battery electrodes at the TDS lithium-ion battery plant in Gujarat, the Prime Minister said the occasion also gives a new dimension to the friendship between India and Japan.
Make in India, is yatra mein एक नया अध्याय जुड़ रहा है। आज से भारत में बने इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल्स 100 देशों को एक्सपोर्ट किए जाएंगे। साथ ही आज हाइब्रिड बैटरी इलेक्ट्रोड मैन्युफैक्चरिंग भी स्टार्ट हो रही है। आज का ये दिन भारत और जापान की फ्रेंडशिप को भी नया आयाम दे रहा है।
Mr. Modi said India has the strength of democracy, the advantage of demography and a large pool of skilled workforce. He pointed out that companies like Maruti Suzuki have become brand ambassadors of Make in India.
Bharat ke paas democracy ki shakti hai aur Bharat ke paas demography ka advantage hai. Hamare paas isliye ki hamare har partner ke liye win-win situation banata hai. Maruti Suzuki जैसी कंपनियां मेक इन इंडिया की ब्रांड एम्बेसडर बन चुकी है।
The Indian Navy commissioned two of its advanced stealth frigates, Udayagiri and Himgiri, in Visakhapatnam this afternoon. The P-17A frigates displace about 6,700 tons, making them slightly larger than the predecessor Shivalik-class frigates. They feature an improved hull design to reduce radar cross-section. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh presided over the ceremony. He conveyed special greetings to the Indian Navy. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said the commissioning of these two ships is a reflection of the dream of Atmanirbhar Bharat being realized.
INS Udayagiri aur INS Himgiri ki commissioning Atmanirbhar Bharat ke sapne ki ek saakar hoti tasveer hai. Saath hi hamare vision aur commitment ka bhi yah pramaan hai. Main Indian Navy ko is avsar par vishesh badhai deta hoon. INS Udayagiri aur INS Himgiri ke shamil hone se hamari navy ki strength, uski reach aur uski resilience mein bhari badhottari hogi, aisa mera vishwas hai. Main pure vishwas ke saath keh sakta hoon ki dono warships rashtra ki suraksha ke kshetra mein ek meel ka patthar sabit hongi.
The Enforcement Directorate ED is conducting search operations at 13 different locations across Delhi NCR, including the residence of former Delhi Health Minister Saurabh Bhardwaj, in a case related to Delhi hospital construction scam. The ED is conducting search operations in the alleged irregularities in hospital construction projects sanctioned during the Aam Aadmi Party government's tenure. The Aam Aadmi Party leader, Atishi, criticized the ED raids, calling it a politically motivated action by the BJP. In Jammu and Kashmir, relentless rainfall over the past 24 hours triggered a flood emergency across the Jammu division. Water levels in major rivers like Tawi, Chenab, Neeru and Kalnai have surged, posing serious threats to low-lying areas. The Met Department has predicted continued rainfall, heightening concerns of further inundation. At least 4 people have lost their lives in Doda district, 2 in a house collapse and 2 in flash floods. Marmat and Tanta are among the worst-hit areas, where 3-foot bridges and around 15 houses were swept away. Significant damage to residential structures has been reported. The J&K Board of School Education has postponed class 10 and 11 exams scheduled for tomorrow. The pilgrimage to Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine has been suspended, with the Himkoti route closed due to rainfall. The IMD has issued a red alert for rainfall in Delhi, saying that moderate to heavy rainfall is likely to continue in Delhi throughout the day. Airlines including Air India, SpiceJet and Indigo have issued travel advisory for the convenience of the passengers. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended 1% down each amid additional US tariffs starting from tomorrow. The Sensex lost 849 points to close at 80,786. Similarly, Nifty dipped 256 points to settle at 24,712. And that is the end of this news bulletin.